B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Irvin Daf Ches. We're going to start at the very top of the Omud. We'll just recap a previous sugya from Dav Zayin. On Dav Zayin, we saw two quotes. One quote was in the name of Rav, Yirmiya bar Abba, in the name of Rav, who said the following quote: if you had a relatively narrow mavui, an alleyway that was open on one side to the Rosh Hashanah, the other side of the mavui, the end of the mavui, was totally open into a chotzer that was even wider than it, and the far end of that chotzer was Rosh Hashanah. And the question is, obviously you have to put a tikkun, which is either a lechi or a koira, at the entrance of the Mavui, where the Mavui meets the Rosh Hashanah. The question is, what do you have to do at the other end of the Mavui, if anything at all? Do we say, since the Mavui ends with a Chotzer, not with a Rosh Hashanah, it's considered a Mavui Sosum, a closed Mavui, one doesn't need to do anything? Or is it considered a Mavui Mufulash, and then it has different halachas, one does have to do something at the other end of the Mavui? So the halacha there was said in the name of Rav, that the chotzer, one is allowed to carry in the chotzer either way, even though the chotzer itself is open on one side to Rosh Hashanah and the other side to a mavui, which is itself open to Rosh Hashanah. In the chotzer, it's no problem because the halachas of chotzer, as long as the entrances are not more than 10 amos, and as long as there isn't an entire wall of the chotzer which is breached, there's always some lip, some part of the wall on either side, then that's, for as far as a mavui is concerned, as far as a chotzer is concerned, one's allowed to carry in that chotzer. However, as far as the mavui is concerned, one is not allowed to carry in that mavui. We had another case, and this was Rav Yehuda said, without mentioning he just said it, so to speak, on his own, that he said, if you have a similar case, a mavui that's open on one end to Rosh Hashanah, the other end not to a chotzer, but to a rechava. A rechava is a backyard. It's a type of chotzer which is not normally used and people are not there very much. And there we said that obviously the mavui needs a lechi or koira where it meets the Rosh Hashanah, but the other side of the mavui does not need anything, even though the rechava itself is open to Rosh Hashanah. And then the Gemara had a discussion, are these two quotes a contradiction or not? If they're a contradiction, then the first halacha regarding the chotzer, which is in the name of Rav, that's Rav, and the other halacha, the one in the name of, regarding a rechava, that must be somebody else, it must be Shmuel. Or do we say no? Do we say that these two are not a contradiction, they can both be Rav, and they're just talking about a slightly different case? And we explained as follows. In the Havamin of the Gemara, at the beginning of the Gemara assumed there was a machlekes. Why? Because the Gemara assumed that in the case of chotzer, the reason that the chotzer, you're allowed to carry in the chotzer, but you're not allowed to carry in the mavui, in the Havamin of the Gemara we assumed it's because it's mefulosh. It's because if you go straight through the mavui, beyond the chotzer is Rosh Hashanah. It's mefulosh. And therefore, that Rav would also hold, if the Rechava was between the Mavui and the Rosh Hashanah, it wouldn't make a difference. It would be mefulosh. It would be also to carry in the Mavui. Not like that halacha of what Rav Yehuda said. And therefore, that Rav Yehuda must have been Shmuel. So that's how we understood in the Havamina. And also, on this, for the same token, we understood that the only reason the Mavui is Osir is because it's mefulosh. But if it would not be mefulosh, the fact that they did not make an eruv between the people in the chotzer and the people in the mavui, that does not disturb us. Because a chotzer never takes away, never asses a mavui. Because the people in the chotzer are not supposed to be in the mavui. The mavui never asses a chotzer. Because the people in a mavui are certainly not supposed to be going through the chotzer. The question is, are the people in the chotzer supposed to be going through the mavui? So for there we say that Rav holds that a chotzer does not ever aser a mavui. The only problem was the fact that it was mefulosh. That was Rav. And that's why the mavui is aser unless you do something to the end of the mavui, as you would have to do with any mavui mefulosh. Regarding Shmuel. Shmuel holds that in the case of the Rechova, he says, Ein tzorich klum, you do not need to repair or do or fix anything in the Eir, in the Mavui. He holds Mefulash is never an issue, not like Rav. And he also says that the only reason you can carry in the Mavui is because what's beyond the Mavui is just a Rechova with no people in. However, if it was actually a chotzer there, which is a front yard where lots of people go through, the people of the chotzer, then the people of the chotzer can usher the mavui, and then one would not be allowed to carry in the mavui. So those are two aspects that Rav and Shmuel are arguing. That was the Havamina of the Gemara. And we're now going to discuss that Havamina, which happened to have been Abaya. We have to understand what's the point of contention here. What was Rav and Shmuel arguing regarding whether it should be considered Mefulosh or not? And what were they arguing about whether a Chotzer should Aser a Mavui? And that's what we're going to discuss now. So let's see that inside in the Gemara. Ulamai de Solkin Adaitin Mikora, this that we initially explained the two scenarios, the two quotes, that one Rav and the other one was Rav Yehuda, obviously in the name of Shmuel, that Abaya said they were arguing with each other, that they're arguing Bein She'irvoi, they're arguing irrespective of whether they made an Eruv, but they did not fix the end of the Mavoi, and there's an argument, is it called Mefulosh, or is it not called Mefulosh? If it's called a Mavoi Mefulosh, you need to fix the other end of the Mavoi. If it's not called Mavoi Mefulosh, you don't do anything there. Rav says it's called Mefulosh and it's an issue. Shmuel says it's not called Mefulosh. Ubein Shaloi Irvui Pligi. And they're also arguing in the event that it's clear that it's not considered Mefulosh and it's just a Mavui running into a Chotzer. We saw that's also a Machlokes. According to Rav, the people in a Chotzer would never destroy the Mavui. And according to Shmuel, the people in the Chotzer would destroy a Mavui. And we have to mention one thing here. Every Mavui is based on Chatzeres coming into it. In every single Mavui, of course, one Chotzer stops everybody carrying in the Eruv. That is what Shitufei Muvois is, that all the people in all the Eruvs have to join to become one to be allowed to carry in this Mavui. When we're discussing here a case where you have a Chotzer and the Chotzer does not stop the people in the Mavui carrying, even if there's no Eruv, this is a very unique case of a Chotzer. And Rashi explains it's talking about where in actual fact, when this Mavui was first built, there was a wall that was totally closing the end of the Mavui. The Chotzer, the other side of that wall, never had any entrance into this Mavui. And all the other Chatzeris in this Mavui, they did their Eruv. They did their Shitufei Muvois and everything was okay. So they were accustomed to not, the people in the Chotzer never had, they were never accustomed to walking through the Eruv. At some point, the end of the Mavui got broken open. And now there's it's possible for the people in the Chotzer to go through the Mavui, but they're not accustomed to come through the Mavui because it's not an integral part of this Mavui. So in this case, we say that the Chotzer, according to Rav, the people in the Chotzer will not usher the Mavui. So let's see inside. Be'irvoi b'may pligi, b'shaloi irvoi b'may pligi. So as we said, if they made an Eruv, then there's a machloikas whether it's called Mefulosh. If it's not called Mefulosh, there's a machloikas whether you need an Eruv. B'shaloi irvoi pligi, in the case where they didn't make the Eruv. What's the machlekes? Benira mi bachutz v'shove mi bifnim. This is as follows. There's, normally we say that if a wall has got an opening in it, but on either side of the opening, there's part of, you can see part of the wall, and it's just a door frame or doorway or an opening in the wall, it's considered a pesach. It's not considered a pirtza. And a pesach means we are here, you're there, and there's a doorway in between. And it's not necessarily that we influence each other in any way. However, if it's considered a pirtza, then if it's just a breach open, then it's not anymore so clear and so distinct where you are and where I am, where they are, where they are. And therefore, if it's considered a pirtza, then we have an issue here. So in a case where it's considered a pesach, which means that it's just a doorway, and there's part of a wall on either side of the doorway is still discernible, it's still, you can see, then they would not asur each other. Here we have an interesting case where, as far as the mavui is concerned, it's totally broken open. The whole end of the mavui is open. There's no wall on the right or the left of this opening that tells us up to here goes the mavui, and this is a pesach into a new domain, into a new entity, and therefore possibly we don't disturb each other and we don't stop each other carrying in each other's places. However, as far as the mavui is concerned, it's just piritza, it's completely a breach. However, as far as the chotzer is concerned, the chotzer is wider than the mavui. So if you were standing in the chotzer and looking towards the mavui, you would actually see a wall on the right, a wall on the left. In the middle of that wall is an opening, which is the entire width of the mavui. So here we have a case where if you're standing outside the mavui, then the opening of the mavui is called a pesach. If you're standing inside the mavui, then the opening is totally open. It's called a breach. So do we say this opening is a breach, and therefore the people in the chotzer, they would asur, they would stop the people in the mavui being able to carry in the mavui? Or do we say no? Since as far as the people in the chotzer are concerned, this is considered a pesach, so this whole opening is considered a pesach even for the people in the mavui. If it's considered a pesach, then the mavui has a clear ending, the chotzer has a clear beginning, and then the people in the chotzer do not stop the people of the mavui carrying in the mavui. And that's what they're arguing about. Benira mi bachutz, when the two sides that would define an opening are only seen on the outside of the mavui, when in the chotzer facing the mavui. V'shove mi bifnim, but when you're in the mavui, then you cannot see any wall on the right or the left. Shove just means it's flash with the chotzer that you're going into. That means you go straight through, you're in the chotzer. And that's the machlekes. According to Rav, Rav says that the chotzer does not asur the people in the mavui, is because he holds that since you, from the outside, you can see that it's a pesach, it's considered a pesach. Shmuel says no. Shmuel says since from the inside you cannot see it's a pesach, therefore as far as the people in the mavui, it's considered a piritza, a breach, and therefore the people of the chotzer stop them from carrying. That would be the machlekes when loy irvoy. Obviously, if they all make an eruv together, the people in the chotzer with the people in the mavui make a single eruv called shitufei muvois, obviously they'll all be allowed to carry. Beirvoy kumiflegi, and in the event that there is an eruv, then that would not be an issue. There's still a machlekes. Let's not forget, at the other end of this chotzer, there's an opening to a Rishus HaRabim. Do we have to fix this mavui in any way? Because it's considered a mavui mefulosh. And we said, according to Rav, it's considered a mavui mefulosh. According to Shmuel, it's not considered a mavui mefulosh. What are they arguing about? But the Rav Yosef, they're arguing with the halacha of Rav Yosef. The Omer Rav Yosef, Lo yishonu elo shekolo le'emtza rochovo. The halacha of what we'll call now Shmuel, because in the Havmin of the Gemara, this halacha that Rav Yehuda said was obviously said in the name of Shmuel. What did it say there? There we were talking about a mavui that was opened into a rechava, into a backyard, and the rechava was open to the Rishus HaRabim. And over there we said, Ein tzarech klum, there's no problem of mefulosh. And we said that's the opinion of Shmuel, that since the mavui ends and is not directly ending in Rishus HaRabim, there's either a chotzer or a rechava in between, therefore it's not called mefulosh. On that halacha, Rav Yosef says, when is it not called mefulosh? Only in the event that the mavui is opened into the center of the rechava or the chotzer. And that means that if you're going through the mavui, entering into the rechava or the chotzer, then the rechava is wider than the mavui on the right and on the left. That's considered, that's called kolo be'emtza, and that's called that it's not mefulosh. However, if it's kolo be'tzidoi, which means that the rechava or the chotzer is only wider than the mavui on one side, or maybe on no side, but not on both sides, which means that there's one wall that the mavui shares with this rechava or chotzer. Which means if you're going along the mavui on one of on the left, for example, the left-hand wall, and you end the Mavo, you keep following that wall, the wall takes you straight to Rosh Rabim. Rav Yosef says in that case, it's called Mufulosh. So now that we know about this halacha, we can say that's exactly what Rav and Shmuel are arguing about here. We're talking about either the case of Shmuel the Rechava or the case of Rav, which is the Chotza, but we're talking about its kolo be'emtza. According to Shmuel, who said there was no problem of mufulosh, he holds that if it's kolo be'emtza, then it's not considered mufulosh. However, according to Rav, Rav will hold that even if it's kolo be'emtza, it is similar. It's the same as if it was kolo be'tzidoi. It's as if it has a shared wall. And in that event, Rav will say, even if it's kolo be'emtza, it's going to be considered mefulosh and is a problem. Everybody agrees that if the mavui is kolo betzidei arachova, that it's considered mefulosh. Over here we're talking about kolo be'emtza, and then it's going to be machlokes Rav and Shmuel whether we agree to what Rav Yosef says, that it's not considered mefulosh. According to Shmuel, it's not considered mefulosh, like Rav Yosef said, and according to Rav, it is considered mefulosh. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabba is now commenting on what Rav Yosef said. Rav Yosef said that if it's kolo betzidoi, it's considered mefulosh. If it's kolo be'emtza, it's not considered mefulosh. Says Rav, hod omrus le'emtza rochovo. Mutar, this that Rav Yosef says, that if it's kolo be'emtza, which means that when the movi ends into a chotza or rochovo, it's in the middle of a wall of the chotza or rochovo, which means that the chotza or rochovo is wider than the movi on the right and on the left. In that case, it's not called mefulosh. He says, Lo Omron, that's only true, elosh ze sheloi keneged ze, providing that the break in the wall on the other side of the chotza or rochova is not exactly opposite the entrance of the mavui, or the exit of the mavui, because then it would be called mefulosh. Aval ze keneged ze osur. If it's exactly opposite, then it's considered mefulosh. If it's also kolo be'emtza, and also that the exit to the Rosh Hashanah is not directly opposite the exit of the Mavui, then it's considered that it's not Mefulosh. That's what Rabba added to what Rav Yosef said. And now Rav Mesharshia is going to add on to Rabba. Omer Rav Mesharshia, Hod Omrus Ze Shaloi Keneged Ze Mutar, this that you Rabba said, that providing that the Mavui ends be'emtza ha'rochova, and providing that the break at the other end of the rochova is not opposite the end of the mavui, that it's not called mefulosh, is only true lo omron elo rochova derabim. That's only if this rochova belongs to the public or to a number of people. Avla rochova deyochid, if it's a rochova that belongs to a single person, zimnin de mimlach ala uboni lo batim v'havalei kamovi shekolu la letzidei rochova v'osor. Rav Mesharshia says, I have a concern. It's true that one of the conditions that this mavui should not be considered a mavui mufulosh is that it enters into the middle of a rochava. Middle of a rochava, then it doesn't have a single wall of a mavui that goes straight to the end where the Rosh Hashanah is, and therefore it's not considered mufulosh. So he said, that's all very good, all the while that this rochava is indeed wider than the mavui. What happens if at any point in time, somebody in the rochava is going to build another home closer to the exit of the mavui, and at some point, the end of the mavui, one of the sides, for example, on the left-hand side of the mavui, which once upon a time, there was the rochava was wider than the mavui, and you could, so to speak, turn left into the rochava. But if at some point they build on that left-hand side of the rochava, then at some point the wall of the mavui is going to be a continuation to the wall, the newly built homes in this rochava. And then it's called kolo betzida. At that point, the mavui is considered as ending on a side of the Rechovo, and we said in that case, the Movi is called Mefulosh, and people may not become aware of when this is going to happen, and they're going to continue carrying in the Movi without fixing the Eruv appropriately. Because once this Movi becomes a Movi Mefulosh, you need to fix it according to the guidelines of Movi Mefulosh, not to the guidelines of Movi Sosum. Movi Sosum only needs a Koire or a Lechi where it meets the Rishus Rabim. If this is a Movi Mefulosh, you need to do something to the other side. You need to put a Tzuras HaPesach there. And since this Rechova belongs to a single person, this single person may decide to add a building and cause trouble to the Movi. And therefore, if the Rechova belongs to a single person, we have to assume the Movi to be called a Movi Mefulosh, even if it's Kolo Be'emtza. However, if it belongs to a rabbim, if the chotzer belongs to lots of people or the rechova belongs to lots of people, nobody's allowed to build there. If no one's allowed to build there, we're not afraid that this movi is going to become a kolo betzida at some point, and therefore the halacha of rabba applies that if it's as providing that it's not it's ze sheloi keneged ze, providing that the exit to the rishus rabbim is not directly opposite the exit of the movi. And this Movi now is Be'emtza HaRechovo, it's considered a Movi Sosum, and one's allowed to carry there. And now, Rav Masharshi is going to bring proof. Where do we find such a thing that if something belongs to a Rabbim, we should be less concerned than if it belongs to a Yochid? He's going to prove it. U'mino teimro deshonilon bein Rechovo de Rabbim l'Rechovo de Yochid. Where do I get this idea from to differentiate between whether this Rechova belongs to a single person or belongs to a few people? There was an incident with a Movi. It was a Movi that on one side had entrances to the Rishus HaRabim, had an entrance from the Rishus HaRabim. That's what a Movi is. From the Rishus HaRabim, you go into the Movi. The end of the Movi, you have the Chatzeres. There must be at least two Chatzeres coming into a Movi. The right-hand wall and the left-hand wall were not closed walls, neither were they walls with openings into Chatzeres. Rather, on one side, the right-hand side, there was a garbage pile, which was obviously had the dimensions that it needs to be considered a wall. It was 10 tefachim high. A garbage pile on one side, and on the other side was a riverbank or the bank of a sea, which had a drop of 10 tefachim, which is considered a wall. So for all intents and purposes, it's considered a wall on the right, a wall on the left, and this is a Movi Sosum. That was the question. Maisa b'movi echot, shetzido echot kolo layom, on the left-hand side, it was the sea. V'tzido echot kolo la'ashpo, on the right-hand side, was a garbage pile. Ubo Maisa lifnei Rebbe. They asked Rebbe, what's the halacha? Can we carry in this Eru, in this Movi? Is it considered a Movi that has three walls? In Hilchus Mechitzos, it's got three walls. It's called a Movi Sosum and a Lechi or Koira at the entrance, and we can carry there or not. V'loi Omar bo loi heter v'loi Isser. He didn't say it's mutter to carry there. He didn't say it's also to carry there. Isur loy omar bo, he didn't say it was osa, the hokaim imichitzois. Technically speaking, you have walls there. How can I say it's osa to carry there? Heta loy omar bo, I can't tell you to carry there. Chayshinon shemo tinotil ashba, I'm afraid at some point somebody's going to take away this rubbish pile, this garbage pile, and if somebody takes away this garbage pile, then I don't have that wall. The movi is going to be posel. Viyale hayom sirtoin, or on the side of the sea, then what often happens is the sea washes up sand to the end of to the edge to the banks, and then even though now there's a drop of 10 tefachim there and it's considered a wall, if enough sand gets washed up to the side, it will become a diagonally a ramp going down, and if the ramp is not steep enough, it will not be considered a wall. It will just be considered a low descent of the Movi down into the sea, and then it will not be considered as having a wall on the left. And again, the Movi will be posel. So Rebbe said, how can I allow you to carry there when I'm afraid at some point this Movi is going to become posel in the future? Asks the Gemara, Michai Shinon Shemo Tinotil Ashpa, is there really a concern that a rubbish garbage pile is going to be taken away and removed. Votnan, this seems to contradict the Mishnah. We saw in the Mishnah, Ashpo b'Rishus Harabim, if you have a garbage pile in a Rishus Harabim, Gavoya Asara Tfochim, it's 10 Tfochim high, and obviously 4 Tfochim wide, so it has the definition of a Rishus HaYochid, then Chaloyin Sha'al Gabo, if you have a window that's above 10 Tfochim high, one, in a home which is just close to this garbage pile, Zorkin Lo B'Shabbos, you're allowed to throw from the window the Rishus HaYochid onto this garbage pile. Some say the garbage pile is exactly adjacent to the wall of the home, so it's from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. Others say that even if it's in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, since the airspace above the 10 Tfochim of Rishus HaRabim is called the Mokim Ptur, there's no problem with throwing something from Rishus HaYochid onto Rishus HaYochid, going over the airspace above 10 Tfachim of Rishus HaRabim. Either way, you're allowed to throw onto this garbage pile. And the big question is, how can you do that? If you're afraid that this garbage pile is going to be removed at some point, or is going to be partially removed, it's going to either become less than 4 Tfachim wide or less than 10 Tfachim high. More accurately, it's going to go less than 10 Tfachim high. It's going to receive the status of Rishus HaRabim. How can you then allow somebody to throw from his Rishus HaYochid onto this garbage pile if at some point he's going to end up throwing from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim? And that's seriously Asa. Alma, so it must be Shoni Bein Ashpad Rabim La Ashpad Yochid. It must be, since this is a garbage pile in the Rishus HaRabim, nobody's going to move it. If it's a garbage pile which belongs to a Yochid, as it did in the case of the Mavui, there we're afraid. Hochanami, so to hear, in the case of the Rechava, Shoni Bein Rechava de Rabim Rechava de Yochid. If this Rechava, this backyard, belongs to a Rabim, nobody's going to change it, no one's going to build extra walls and houses there. So if it's Kolo Be'emte, if the Mavi ends in the center of this, of a wall of this Rechava, it's considered that it's not Mufulosh. However, if it's a Yochid, we're afraid at some point he's going to change the dimensions, he's going to add a house, add a wall, and then it's going to become Kolo Betzidei Arachava, and it will be considered Mufulosh in the future, and therefore even now, you're not allowed to give it the leniencies of a Mavui Sosum. Okay, so the Gemara says, we know that Rebbe didn't want to say Muta, didn't want to say Asa, talking about that Mavui that had a garbage pile at one side, and the sea on the other side. V'rabonon mai omar. The Chachomim in the time of Rebbe, did they say a psak? Says the Gemara. V'yosef bar avdimi tona v'chachomim oisrim. He learned that the Chachomim of that generation actually said it was osa. Omar Rav Nachman, halacha k'divrei Chachomim. Rav Nachman said the halacha is like the Chachomim. You're not allowed to carry them. Ikad omra. Others say omar v'yosef bar avdimi. Others say that actually the Chachomim said it was Muta. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Ein alocha kedivrei Chachomim. So either way, whether the Chachomim said Muta or the Chachomim said Osir, Rebbe did not want to say either, and Rav Nachman ruled that it's Osir. Continues the Gemara, Mereimer posikle lesura bu'uzli. Mereimer, he in his place in Surah, there was a Mavui, that one end of the Mavui was the Rishus HaRabim, the other end of the Mavui was the sea, and there was a 10 Tfachim drop there, which was considered a wall, and therefore the Mavui would be considered a Mavui Sosum, but he did not want to rely on it, so he actually blocked up the end of this Mavui, Be'uzli, with nets, and which is a type of a wall, which is, for all intents and purposes, considered a wall. Omar, and he said, Chayshinon Shemo Yale Ayom, Sirtoin, I'm afraid that at some point in the future, the sea is going to wash ashore, or not ashore, is going to wash towards the edges of the sea, is going to wash up some sand, and then it's not going to be a 10 Tfachim drop anymore, and then it's going to lose its status as a wall, and then this Mavui will no longer be a Mavui Sosum, it will be a Mavui Mefulosh into a caramelist, the sea is considered a caramelist, and then one has to fix the end of the Mavui in order to not have a problem later on. He blocked up with a net the end of the Mavui. Continues the Gemara. Hahu Mavui Okum Tehava Basura. In Syria, in Surah, there was this Mavui Okum, which we've seen before, which was a Mavi that you come into the Mavi from the Rishus HaRabim, and at some point the Mavi makes a turn left, for argument's sake, and at the end, after you've turned left, you continue down the Mavi, down the alleyway, you're going to reach a Rishus HaRabim again. So what did they do? Koruch Budya, they rolled up a mat, Oisvei Bei Ba'akmu Misei, and they put it at the corner where the bend was, where the Mavi made a bend. They put this wrapped up mat, and they put it there, so to speak, as a lechi. And obviously at the entrance of the Mavi, they also put a lechi. And that's what they did in Surah. And now here we have an issue now. Amar of Chizda, Ha loika Rav v'loika Shmuel. We've already seen previously, what is the status of a Mavi that goes round the bend? It's not completely blocked at the end. It's not a Mavi Sasum. It's not a Mavi that goes straight through to Rishus HaRabim. It's not a Mavi Mefulosh. It's a Mavi that turns round. So we saw that was a Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Rav said that it's considered Mefulosh. You have to assume it's Mefulosh. And Shmuel said it's considered Sasum. So here we're saying Loika Rav and Loika Shmuel. L'Rav de'oma teirosuke Mefulosh. Tzuras HaPesach Boye. What's the halacha with any Mavi Mefulosh? So we saw previously, there's Machlokes Tanakama and Chananya, and according to Chananya, it's Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. But either way, according to the Tanakama, when you have a Mavi Mefulosh, then you need to have a Tzuras HaPesach at one side, and a Lechi or Koira on the other side. Over here, what did they do? They had a Lechi or Koira on one side, and they had no Tzuras HaPesach. They just put another lechi in the middle. And that doesn't work according to Rav. L'Shmuel d'oma teirosei k'sosum. Shmuel says it's considered like a Mavi Sosum, which means every section of the Eruv is considered as if it's straight, Sosum at the end, and the fact that it turns round, we ignore that. Which means that at each entrance of the Mavi, you have to put a lechi or koira, because that's one end of the Mavi. It's considered as if, so to speak, it's two Mavi Sosums that meet in the middle. So it must be going according to Shmuel. And according to Shmuel, you put a Lechi at the entranceway into the Rishus, into the Mavi at one end, and a Lechi into the entrance of the Mavi at the other end. And you don't need anything in the middle because it's considered Sosum. So why over here did they put this Lechi where the alleyway was actually turning round? So that the Marashah explains, that's how he understands Rashi, that as we said before, each section of the Mavui is considered as a section on its own, and it's considered Sosum. So in this case here, only one part of the Mavui wanted to carry in the Mavui. The other part didn't want to. For example, you come into the Mavui, you turn left. The people in the first part of the Mavui, they wanted to carry there. The people after the Mavui turned left, those people didn't want to carry. They had no need to carry in that Mavui. So the Lechi that would have been put at the other end of the Mavui, they didn't need it there because they didn't want to carry. So they brought that to where the bend was. So it's an interesting scenario. You've got a case where it's considered a Mavui Sosum, but at the end, that means where the bend is, I need to put a Lechi there, so to speak, as if this Lechi was adjacent to the Rishus HaRabim at the other end. But that's what they did here. So the Gemara says, okay, so this scenario must have followed Shmuel, and you've put a Lechi at the entrance from the Rishus HaRabim, and a Lechi at the end, which is, as we explained, where the bend was. Says the Gemara, Han l'r Shmuel d'oma tirosei k'sosum, han emili lechi ma'alya, aval hai, kiven d'noshiv be'zika, v'shodilei lo'i klumhu. However, this, according to Shmuel, you need a decent lechi. This wrapped up mat cannot be considered a lechi, because it's very light, and the first wind that comes will just blow it away. Hanemili lechi ma'alya, when does a lechi help? Only when it's a strong lechi. Aval hai, but this rolled up mat, kiven denoshev bezika, as soon as the wind is going to blow, the shodilei is going to throw it away. Loi klumhu, it's not considered a lechi at all. However, v'inoitz beisichsa, if you nail it in, if you peg it into the wall, the chovrei, once it's attached to the wall, it's considered a proper lechi, and then you can carry in that section of the mavui. Continues the Gemara. Gufa. Omar of Yirmiyo bar Abba Omar Rav. Let's go back to our story with Rav that we met in from Dav Zayin, and we mentioned it at length at the beginning of today's Shia. What did Rav say? Rav said that if you have a Mavui, one end is a Roshus HaRabim, obviously, the end of the Mavui into a Chotzer, and the far end of the Chotzer into the Roshus HaRabim. Mavui shenifratz b'milu'oi. We already explained the end of the mavui is completely broken open. L'chotzer. The other side of the mavui is a chotzer. V'nifratz a chotzer kenegdoi. And at some point, opposite this mavui, there's an opening into a Roshus HaRabim. Chotzer muteres. You're allowed to carry in the chotzer. As we said, there's nothing in the halachas of chotzer which is stopping you carrying in this chotzer. Umavui osur. However, you're not allowed to carry in this mavui. And as we saw till now, in the havamina of the Gemara, the reason you're not allowed to carry is because it's considered a mavui mefulosh. According to the maskon of the Gemara on Dav Zayin, we said everybody agrees that it's no problem of mefulosh. The whole issue here is that they didn't make an Eruv, because the people in the Chotzer, they stop the people in the Movi being able to carry. Omer le Rabbe bar Ula le Rav Bivi bar Abaya. Rebbe, my Rebbe, referring to Rav Bivi bar Abaya, loy mishnoseinu hizum, this very halacha where you've got Movi, which is narrow, opening into a Chotzer, which is wide. In the chotzer you're allowed to carry, in the mavui you're not allowed to carry. And we said, and we explained this earlier, that as far as the chotzer is concerned, the entranceway into the mavui is not a breach, it's a pesach, because it's in the center of the chotzer, and there's walls of the chotzer on either side of the mavui. So when you're standing in the chotzer, you actually see a nice, clean opening into the mavui. However, as far as the mavui is concerned, you don't see an opening, you see a breach. The end of the mavui is totally open into the chotzer. And therefore, the chotzer you're not allowed to carry. In the mavui you're not allowed to carry. In the chotzer you are allowed to carry. Says the Gemara, do we not have a Mishnah telling us exactly this? What is Rav coming to be mechadish to us? Loi Mishnah seinu yizum, because we learnt in a Mishnah later on, chotzer ktano shenifritzo legdeilo. Rav is talking about a narrow mavui opening into a wide chotzer. For all intents and purposes, let's talk about a narrow chotzer opening into a wide chotzer. We should have the same discussion there. Gedoila muteres, the wider chotzer you're allowed to carry there, uktano asura, and the narrower chotzer you're not allowed to carry, because the narrower chotzer is totally breached open, and therefore it's not called a pesach, and any rishus hayochid which is totally breached on one wall, you're not allowed to carry there. A rishus hayochid or a chotzer, if it's totally open, you cannot carry there. However, according as far as the bigger chotzer is concerned, it's not breached. The ktano is asura. The smaller one is asa. Not well. The Meforashim explain that these added words is a little bit out of place. They need to be understood. But either way, the smaller chotzer, it does not have its own entity. It's just, so to speak, broken into the bigger one. And since it's not got its own definition, because it's breached open, therefore you're not allowed to carry in the smaller chotzer. And this is exactly the same as a narrow mavui going into a wide chotzer. And so when Rav tells us you can carry in the chotzer which is wide, and you cannot carry in the mavui which is narrow, he's just echoed what it says in the Mishnah. Omer Lei said to him, no. Imi hosom, if it would only be for that Mishnah of a narrow chotzer going into a wide chotzer, havamin I may have thought, there it's talking about a case where the big chotzer, there's no Roshus HaRabim coming into it. If it's just a big chotzer running into a small chotzer, there we say the big chotzer, you can carry in the big chotzer. In the event that on the other side of the chotzer there's an opening to Roshus HaRabim, and the people of the Roshus HaRabim are going to pile straight through the chotzer, the big chotzer and go into whatever's beyond the chotzer, in our case, in Rav's case, talking about the mavoi, I may have thought in that case, even in the big chotzer, you're not allowed to carry. So Rav has got an element of chiddush here, that even though there's Roshos Rabim there and people are coming through, nonetheless, it doesn't destroy the heter to carry in this chotzer. Eima filo chotzer nami, I may have thought even with the chotzer, you're not allowed to carry there. And that's what Rav is coming to tell us, that even in that case, that the chotzer, you're allowed to carry in the chotzer. That means indeed Rav's chiddush is not so much that you cannot carry in the mavui, but it's more chiddush that you can carry in the chotzer. Even though the Roshos Rabim are coming into the other side of the chotzer on their way through the mavui to the other Roshos Rabim. Says the Gemara Va'onami Tanina. But this also has been learnt elsewhere, this very halacha that a chotzer, even though Rabim go through it, that you're allowed to carry there. Because we learnt, chotzer sheharabim nichnosim lo bezu v'yetzim lo bezu. If you have a chotzer which is open at both ends, not breached, it's got a Pesach at both ends, and the Roshos HaRabim comes straight through it. The halacha is, Roshos HaRabim l'tuma, Roshos HaYochid l'Shabbos. We know that the concept of Roshos HaYochid and Roshos HaRabim has a number of areas of halacha. One of them is in tuma. If you're not sure if you have a sofik, is this place considered a Beis HaKvaros? Is it not? Is there some bones of dead people here? Is it not? Different halachas of tuma. And there we say that sofik tuma, Roshos HaYochid is tomei, in Roshos HaRabim is tohir. Where do we learn these halachas from? From Saita. A Saita typically would do an Avera in the Roshos HaYochid in a secluded place. And over there we say sofik tuma is tomei. So too we learn all Hilchos tuma when there's a sofik, you learn it from Saita, that when it's a secluded place, then it has the halachas of Lechumra, sofik tuma, Roshos HaYochid tomei, in Roshos HaRabim is tohir. However, the definition of Roshos HaRabim in Hilchos Tuma and in Saita is very different to those in Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Erevin. In Hilchos Shabbos is defined by walls, defined by halachas of entities, of doorways, etc., as we've learnt in Maseches Shabbos and are continuing in Maseches Erevin. In Hilchos Tuma, it all just depends on, are there a lot of people there? Are there not a lot of people there? In that way, it's similar to Saita. When Saita, who does an Avera, the main thing that we take into account is there's no people there. So this case where you've got a chotzer, which people go through, it's open to a Roshos HaRabim on both sides. In Hilchos Tuma, it's considered a Roshos HaRabim, because lots of people are going through. In Hilchos Shabbos, it's considered a Roshos HaYochid. So you see clearly that it's considered a Roshos HaYochid in Hilchos Shabbos, even though there is a Roshos HaRabim on both sides. So we're back to our question, what is Rav coming to Mechadesh to us? That if you have a mavui going into a chotzer, and the other side of the chotzer is open to a Roshos HaRabim, and we said that was the chiddush of Rav, that even though the chotzer has an entrance at both ends leading to and from a Roshos HaRabim, nonetheless one's allowed to carry in that chotzer, it's not a chiddush. It says it here, Roshos HaYochid l'Shabbos. Says the Gemara, no. Imi hosam, if it would only be for that braisa, that we saw that chotzer sharabim nichnasin la bezu v'yetsin la bezu is Roshos HaYochid l'Shabbos, I may have thought, hava minahane mili ze sheloi keneged ze. When is it considered a Roshos HaYochid? Only when the two entrances of the Roshos HaRabim are not opposite each other. Then it's considered Roshos HaYochid l'Shabbos, you can carry in that area. Avol ze keneged ze, if the two entrances or exits from the chotzer into the Roshos HaRabim are opposite each other, eim eloi, then I may have thought that in that case, you're not allowed to carry there. And then Rav has to come and tell us that even in a case where the chotzer is open opposite to where the mavui is, nonetheless, you can carry within the chotzer. So says the Gemara, that's all very good, till you know about Rabba. But we learnt about Rabba a few lines ago. Ula Rabba de Omar ze keneged ze osur. According to Rabba, that said that the whole halacha of Rav, that says that if you have a mavui going into a chotzer, and from the chotzer into a Roshos HaRabim, that you're allowed to carry in the chotzer, and you're not allowed to carry in the mavui, we saw that Rabba said that's only when it's ze sheloi keneged ze. Because according to the Maskon of the Gemara we saw previously on Dav Zayin, Rav is not, the Rav who says it's osur to carry in the Mavui does not say it's osur because it's Mefulosh. He says it's called Einoi Mefulosh, it's not called Mefulosh, and the only reason it's osur is because the people in the Chotzer Asar, the people in the Mavi, because they don't have an Eruv. When they make an Eruv, they can carry there. And we saw before, according to Rabbah, it's only true that it's not considered Mefulosh when it's there, Shaloi Keneged there, when the exit of the Chotzer to the Rosh Hashanah Rabim is not directly opposite the Mavi. So according to Rabbah, Rav was only ever talking about a case where the two exits were not opposite each other, and he never discussed what the halachas would be if they were opposite each other. If they were opposite each other, they may well be called mefulosh, and you're not allowed to carry them. So how can you say now that the chiddush that Rabbah is telling us, that we don't know from the halacha of chotzer sharabim nichnosin lo bezu v'yotzin lo bezu, is that Rav says that it's mutter to carry in the chotzer even when it's zeh keneged zeh? Rav is not talking about zeh keneged zeh. There's no indication of what Rav would say when it's zeh keneged zeh. If so, how are you going to explain what's the chiddush of Rav? If Rav is zeh sheloi keneged zeh, then the fact that you're allowed to carry in the chotzer is no chiddush. We already learned you're allowed to carry in the chotzer, as it says, it's Rosh Hashanah Yochid leShabbos. Even though there's an entrance into the chotzer on two ends from Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Ule Rav de Omer zeh keneged zeh, osur hoder Rav b'may moikilo, b'zeh sheloi keneged zeh. Well, we said before that the only reason, according to the Maskona, that the only reason that Rav says it's Osa is because they didn't make an Eruv. Otherwise, it would not have a problem of Mefulosh, is when it's talking about Shaloi Keneged Zeh. So, Tarati Lomali, the question comes back, why is Rav just echoing what it said in that Brisa? Says the Gemara, Ime Hosom, Havamina, I may have thought, Hanemil Lizraik, this Chotzer that has a Rosh Hashanah Rabim at both ends, is indeed called a Rosh Hashanah Yochid leShabbos, biblically speaking. Which means if you throw something from Rosh Hashanah Rabim into this Chotzer on Shabbos, you'll be very seriously chayev. However, I may have thought, avletaltil eimeloi, I may have thought that the Chachomim said that since there's Rosh Hashanah Rabim on either side of it, and since people of the Rosh Hashanah Rabim are going through this, we don't want you to carry that. And it's also to carry there. Kumash Malon, that's what Rav came to teach us, that in the Chotzer Mutter, you're even lekatchila allowed to carry in that Chotzer. And that's the Chiddush of Rav. Continues the Gemara. Next sugya. Itmar Movui Ha'osur Kanadil. Nadil is a centipede, a type of a creepy crawly that's got marberaglaim, has got lots of legs on each side. So if you have a Movui which is Kanadil, what is a mov? How does this movi look like? We're going to learn according to Rashi, the Pashtas in Rashi. We're talking about a movi that at first it's a movi okum. You come into an alleyway, straight to the end, you turn right, the alleyway turns right, and you hit the Rosh Hashanah Rabim at the end. It's a movi okum. Besides for that, when you come into the movi, before you get to the end, there are lots of little movis branching off this movi. And the end of all those movies, each of those movies, is the long Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So you've got, and that's why it's called Kanadol. It's like, look, it's a movie that has lots of feet coming out of it, lots of little, smaller movies coming from it. So what's the halacha? So here, okay, Omar Abaya, Oyse Tzuras HaPesach LeGodol. Abaya says that the very first entrance into the Movi, which is the main entrance into the Movi from the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, there you make a Tzuras HaPesach. V'hanoch kulhu mishtari b'lechi. All the other exits of all the Movis, and the main Movi also, the one that you go, that turns around the corner and gets to the end, there it's enough on all those exits to make a lechi v'koira, either a lechi or a koira. Now we have to know how to understand this. Really, this is the case of Movi Okum. We already saw Movi Okum is a Machloikus, Rav, and Shmuel. Is it called Mefulosh? Is it called a Movi Sosum? Let's see. Omale Rava. Kaman. Who's this going according to? Kashmuel. It must be going according to Shmuel. According to Rav, Rav says it's called a Movi Mefulosh. And if it's a Movi Mefulosh, then as we saw previously, the way we understand a Movi Okum is that every section of the Mavui is looked at on its own. So according to Rav, if this was a Mavui Mefulosh, then a Mavui Mefulosh needs a Tzuras HaPesach at one side and a Lechi on the other side. And we explained, what does that mean? It means that when you're coming from the Roshos HaRabim into the Mavui, at both ends you need to have a Lechi, and where it curves, that's where you put the Tzuras HaPesach. That's how we learned according to Rav. Over here, at the turns, you didn't do anything. You put one major Tzuras HaPesach at the entrance of the Mavui to the Roshos HaRabim, and all the other exits to the Roshos HaRabim, you just put a Lechi, you did nothing in between. Nothing where the Mavui's turn. So that cannot be Rav. It must be Shmuel, where this is considered a Mavui Sosum, and then Mavui Sosum, you don't need to do anything in the middle. Mavui Sosum, you only ever have to do a Lechi or Kaira where the Mavui meets the Roshos HaRabim. So over here, what did we do? We did nothing in the middle, because it's a Masasum. So, and you put Lechi on one side, that's very understandable. Where we're going to have to break our heads now is to understand why you're putting a Tzuras HaPesach at the entrance of the Mavui. According to Shmuel, you just put Lechi there. You don't need a Tzuras HaPesach. That's what the Gemara is going to ask now. Omalei Rav Kaman. Kishmuel, it must be following Shmuel, the Omar Teirosoi Kisosum. It must be that the halacha of this Mavui is that it's a Mavui Sosum. Romalei Tzuras HaPesach. Why do I need a Tzuras HaPesach at the entrance of the Mavui? Just put a Lechi there. Or a Kaira. Void another question. Ho hahu Mavui Okum, the Hava Benar Ado. This is similar to the Mavui Okum that we know about on Davov Amud Beis. We already heard about this. And in Nahar Ador, which was even the place that Shmuel lived, it was Shmuel's place. Shmuel was the one that was Makel. He was the one that said it was Kesosum. And nonetheless, even in Nahar Ador, they were Machmir, the Choshu Leila de Rav. They were Machmir for Rav, and they gave it the halachas of a Mavui Mefulosh. So we hear, which is not in Nahar Ador, this was wherever else this place was, why are you paskening like Shmuel? You should be paskening like Rav. Elo Omar Rava, Rava argued, and he says that when you have this Mavui of Kanadal, which is the case we just discussed, Oise Tzuras HaPesach Lekulu, you have to put a Tzuras HaPesach on every, at the end of, that means at every bend, at every curve. It means you come into the Mavui, you're curving to the first leg, to that first little Mavui, to the right, and that bend, you put Tzuras HaPesach. And then you continue, if you would continue down the Mavui to the next exit, the next little Mavui, another Tzuras HaPesach, you put Tzuras HaPesach at every curve. And at the edges, where the, all these Mavuis meet the Roshos HaRabim, as well as the entrance to the main Mavui, which starts at the Roshos HaRabim, in all of those, you put a Lechi or a Kaira. This is how Rava explains, and that's following Rav. Rav says that a Mavui Okum is considered a Mavui Mefulosh. A Mavui Mefulosh, we pass in like the Tanakama, that you put Tzuras HaPesach at one end, and a Lechi or Kaira, wherever they meet the Roshos HaRabim. Omele Rava Kmanka Shmuel Elo Marova Oise Tzuras HaPesach Lekulu Lahai Gisa. On one side you put the Tzuras HaPesach Ve'idoch Gisa Mishtari Belechi V'Koira. And the other side of all these little Mavuis and the big Mavuis, where the Mavui reaches the Roshos HaRabim, you put either a Lechi or a Koira. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rav Kahana Bar Tachlifa Mishmeider Rav Kahana Bar Minyumi Mishmeider Rav Kahana Bar Malchiyoi Mishmei de Rav Kahana, Rabbi de Rav. This was said, one Rav Kahana said in the name of another Rav Kahana, who said in the name of another Rav Kahana, who said in the name of another Rav Kahana, who was the Rebbe of Rav. V'omrilon, others say Rav Kahana bar Melchiyahu, Hainu Rav Kahana, Rabbi de Rav. The last two Rav Kahanas were the same person. Now what did he say? Mavui shetzidoi echod oruch. Let's go back to a regular Mavui sosum. Coming from Rosh HaSarabim, you go into a Mavui, an alleyway, and you've got Chatzeres coming off the alleyway. And we know that what you have to do is either a Lechi or a Kaira, either a post on one side of the entrance or a beam going across the top. What happens if one wall, the right-hand wall of the Mavui, was longer than the left-hand wall? It protruded further out into the Rosh HaSarabim than the left-hand side of the Mavui. Shatzide echod oruch v'tzide echod kotzer. Pochis me'ar ba'meis, Rav Kahana said that if the right-hand wall extends beyond the left-hand wall less than 4 amis, then you can put the koire diagonally from the end of the right-hand wall to the end of the left-hand wall, and that's your koire. And obviously you can carry up until the koire. Arba amis, if the right-hand wall is 4 amos or more longer than the shorter wall, eine maniach es akira elo keneged akotzer. Then, since the area beyond the shorter wall is 4 amos, which is a choshev entity on its own, and if people are going to be seen carrying on the right-hand side of that area protruding beyond the movi, beyond the shorter wall of the movi, but up until the koira, if people are going to be seen carrying there, it doesn't look as if they're carrying in the Mavui. It looks as if they're carrying in the Rosh Hasharabim. Because let's remember, the Rosh Hasharabim is there, and it's because the left-hand wall is much shorter than the right-hand wall. And up until that left-hand wall is all the Rosh Hasharabim. So it's true that you have a koira, a beam, going diagonally towards the end of the right-hand wall, which is protruding into the Rosh Hasharabim, but since it's such a large area, it's 4 amos, people will get confused. It does not look like the koire of a mavui, and it looks as if you can carry in Rosh Hasharabim. And therefore, you have to just make the koire straight flash with the shorter wall, and you can carry just until the koire. You cannot carry beyond the koire. Others say that you don't need to actually make the koira flash with the shorter wall, as long as you don't extend it onto the right-hand wall, the longer wall, 4 amos. If you want to make it diagonal 3 amos, then you're allowed to do that. That's how the Ritva learns. Rava Omar. Rava argues with Rav Kahana and says, Echod ze ve'echod ze, eine miniach es ha-koira elo keneged ha-kotzer. Rava says, even if the right-hand wall extends less than 4 amos, you should not put the koira diagonally. You just have to put it straight, right-angled, with the mavui, where the end of the shorter wall, you put a koira, and up to there you can carry, and not more. Elo keneged akotzer. Ve'eim matama didi, ve'eim matama didu. Rava himself is now saying, I'll explain to you my opinion, and I'll also explain to you Rav Kahana's opinion. Eim matama didi, my opinion, says Rava, is koira. What's the reason that a koira allows you to carry up until the koira? What does the koira do? Taima mai mishum heker. It's a recognition to tell you, be careful, up until here is the mavui, beyond here is the Rosh Hasharabim. So ba'alach soin lo yav heker. When you have a regular alleyway, a mavui, and you suddenly have a beam going across the entrance of it, it serves as a sign, be careful, Rosh Hasharabim, till here, from here is a mavui. However, if it's diagonal, then you cannot. It doesn't tell us that it's a sign. It just looks like it's a beam hanging there, so to speak, in the middle of Rosh Hasharabim, but it's not clear that it's a heker, and therefore it doesn't suffice. And I'll explain to you why Rav Kahana says it is okay. Because he says that the koira is not just as a sign. He says the koira is actually koira mishum mai, mishum machitza. The koira acts as a wall. The edge of the koira, we virtually speaking, look at it as if it's extending downwards, creating, so to speak, a wall that's ending off the mavui. And a wall, even if it's going diagonally, is considered a wall. And therefore, it's okay, obviously providing that the diagonal is not too large. Omer of Kahana. Another of Kahana. We've mentioned the whole list of Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana, later Rav Kahana, said, Hoyel Shmaita de Kahanahi. Since this quote, this halacha of having a diagonal koira, is one that lots of Rav Kahanas were involved with, I, another Rav Kahana, am going to add something as well. Eime bo milsa. Had omris maniach ha-koira ba'alachsoin. This that Rav Kahana says you are allowed to put the koira diagonally, providing that the right hand wall does not extend beyond the left hand wall. For amis, loy amron el shein ba'alach soino yosem eser, is providing that the length of this beam is not more than 10 amos, and obviously that's going to depend on how wide the mavui is. Aval yesh ba'alach soino yosem eser, if this diagonal is more than 10 amos, which means that the opening of the mavui is more than 10 amos, divrei hakol einu maniach elo keneged hakotzer, everyone agrees that you have to, it's too wide, and you have to put the kaira flash and right angled with the shorter wall of the mavui, and that way the kaira will not be that long, and that serves as a, and that will serve as a kaira. Continues the Gemara. In every single mavui, we know that the halacha is like Bishilil, you're mesaken, you fix the mavui either by putting a post on one side of the entrance or by putting a beam across. In the event that somebody chose to put a beam across, to use a kaira, is one allowed to carry underneath the kaira or not? Maul ishtamish tachas hakaira. Rav v'revchia v'reb yechanon omru mutal ishtamish. Rav and a number of other chachomim held you're allowed to carry underneath the kaira. Mutal ishtamish tachas hakaira. Shmuel v'reb shimon ben barebi v'reb shimon ben lokish omru also ishtamish tachas hakaira. They argued and said it was osa. Let's say that this is what they're arguing about. Let's try and understand what's the machlekas Rav and Shmuel as to whether you're allowed to carry under the kaira or not. Demarasovar kaira mishum heker. Rav, who says that it's mutter to carry under the kaira, he says that the kaira is supposed to be as a heker, as a recognition. And since the kaira is there, it is a recognition. I can carry underneath it. However, Shmuel holds that this kaira acts as a mechitza, as a virtual type of wall, which means the edge of the kaira, so to speak, drops down to create a virtual type of wall. And which edge is the one that comes down? The inner edge, not the outer edge. So this, so to speak, the virtual wall marking the end of the mavui is on the inside of the kaira. So you cannot carry it underneath the kaira. Says the Gemara Loi. The Kula al Makaira Mishum Heker. It could be that both Rav and Shmuel hold that the Kaira is to be a recognition. This is what they're arguing about. The Marasova Hekira Milagav. One holds a Shmuel who says it's Osa. He says that the main Heker is for the people inside the Mavui. And people inside the Mavui will only see the Kaira as a sign when they're beyond the Kaira. When you're under the Kaira, you can't see it as a sign, and therefore you cannot carry under the Kaira. Umar Sovar, a Kaira Milabar. Rav holds that the main recognition is for the people in the Rosh Hasharabim, so they should not come to carry in the Rosh Hasharabim. As long as they see the Kaira, then it's enough of a heker. And since they see the outer edge of the Kaira, the people in the Mavi can carry underneath the Kaira. It could be the Kule Alma Mishum Mechitza. It could be that Rav and Shmuel both say that a Kaira is for Mechitza. This is what they're arguing about. The Marasov Archudoi Hapnimi Yerid Vesaysim. Shmuel, who says it's also to carry under the Kaira, he says it's the inner edge of the Kaira that drops down and serves as a virtual type of Mechitza, and therefore you're not allowed to carry under the Kaira. Rav argues and says it's the outer edge of the Kaira that becomes the wall, and therefore you can carry under the Kaira. Omer of Chizda. Rav Chizda says, Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees, Bebein Lechoyayim She'osur. Even though there's only one Lechi in every Mavui, but we're talking about any type of Mavui, wherever there is a Lechi, any Lechi, you're not allowed to carry parallel to where the lechi itself is. And the reason is because the minimum size of a lechi can be even very, very, very small. And therefore, we cannot allow people to carry so close and to be right on the edge. And therefore, since there's no minimum amount of, or no substantial width that a lechi has to be, one is never allowed to carry parallel to the lechi itself. You're only allowed to carry up until the lechi. In Mirat Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.